Well, hello and welcome to this start-stop reflection from St. Stephen Walbrook, when we start the day by stopping to reflect for 10 minutes. Please come and go as your schedule dictates. The world mourns the death of Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, monarch, supreme governor of the Church of England, and perhaps one of, if not the, most prominent advocate for the Christian faith in recent times. I confess I found it impossible to put into words the loss of someone known to 94% of the population of the globe, the single most visually recorded human being in history. So rather than my words, the reflection which follows uses her own, words of wisdom drawn from just some of the public statements and Christmas broadcasts she gave over her long reign. Please do take a sheet away with you to reflect on these further. I've lived long enough to know that things never quite remain the same for very long. Life consists of final partings as well as first meetings. Nothing that can be said can begin to take away the anguish and pain of these moments. Grief is the price we pay for love. Joy and sadness are part of all our lives. Indeed, the poet William Blake tells us that joy and woe are woven fine, a clothing for the soul divine. Under every grief and pine runs a joy with silken twine. But out of disaster comes opportunities for people to display their faith in the future. Being united, that is, feeling a unity of purpose, is the glue that bonds us together. Without it, the parts are only fragments of a whole. With it, we can be much more than the sum of those fragments. As so often in our lives, at times of tragedy, just as on occasions of celebration and thanksgiving, we look to the church to bring us together as a nation or as a community in commemoration and tribute. It is to the church that we turn to give meaning to these moments of intense human experience through prayer, symbol, and ceremony. In these circumstances, so many of us, whatever our religion, need our faith more than ever to sustain and guide us. Every one of us needs to believe in the value of all that is good and honest. We need to let this belief drive and influence our actions. Over the years, those who have seemed to me to be the most happy, contented, and fulfilled have always been the people who have lived the most outgoing and unselfish lives, the kind of people who are generous with their talents or their time. Their lives frequently embody a truth expressed by St. Teresa of Calcutta, who once said, "Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love." The true measure of Christ's influence is not only in the lives of the saints, but also in the good works quietly done by millions of men and women day in and day out through the centuries. Jesus Christ lived obscurely for most of his life and never traveled far. He was maligned and rejected by many, though he had done no wrong. And yet billions of people now follow his teaching and find in him the guiding light for their lives. I am one of them, because Christ's example helps me to see the value of doing small things with great love, whoever does them and whatever they themselves believe. His great emphasis was to give spirituality a practical purpose. As I look to the future, I have no doubt that the one certainty is change, and the pace of that change will only seem to increase. But I do not think that we should be over-anxious. We can make sense of the future if we draw from our constant and unchanging values which have stood the test of time: fairness and compassion, justice and tolerance. These are the landmarks from the past which can guide us through the years ahead. At the center of our lives today and tomorrow must be the message of caring for others, the message at the heart of Christianity and of all the great religions. I know just how much I rely on my own faith to guide me through the good times and the bad. Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God. The words of Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. In her 2013 Christmas broadcast, she said, "For Christians, as for all people of faith, reflection, meditation, and prayer help us to renew ourselves in God's love as we strive daily to become better people." So let us act on her guidance and spend a few moments in silence before we pray. Twenty years ago, in her 2003 Christmas broadcast, Her Late Majesty said, "I hope we can all draw inspiration from the words of this familiar prayer. Teach us, good Lord, to serve thee as thou deservest, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing that we do thy will." As we mourn the death of Elizabeth, our Queen, let us give thanks to God in faith and trust. The response to "Let us bless the Lord" is "Thanks be to God." Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. For the gift of Christ Jesus and for all whose devotion to him has sustained the life of our church and our nation, let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. For Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and all the royal family, for the ministers of the Crown and all who bear the privilege and burden of government, let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. For all people touched by Queen Elizabeth's devotion to public service, let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our own lives, giving thanks for all those who have gone before, and asking that we might go forward with confidence and hope. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. We bring this reflection to a close with the words of blessing Her Late Majesty chose to conclude her Christmas broadcast in the year 2000, which, she explained, summarizes the whole Christian message and, if I may be so bold to say, her own life. "Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no man evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all men." Amen. Thank you for joining us for this start-stop reflection. The church remains open for prayer and reflection during this period of national mourning, and a service of thanksgiving for the life of Her Late Majesty will be held here on Thursday lunchtime at 12:45 with music from our choir. Please do read or write your own message of condolence in our book, or light a candle and stay to pray for as long as you wish. This reflection will be repeated again on the quarter hour.